This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday evening. It is Halloween. I know the Ashland Theater's got stuff this evening. They've had some great Halloween-style films the last, probably the last 2 weeks. It's good stuff. If you get the chance, you haven't been up here to Ashland in a while, come on up. I think you'll have a good time. We've got the election, in case nobody noticed that, coming up on Tuesday. It's going to be a fascinating one. It really is. I look at Donald Trump and I keep thinking, man, another home run, another home run, another home run. What he did, how he was able to turn that whole garbage thing around in a matter of hours, nothing short of brilliant. And you know how you know it was a really good stunt? That's what they're calling it, is a stunt. You know how you know it was a really good stunt? You know it's a really good stunt because all the leftists are all over it, attacking it and condemning it. You may not like Donald Trump. I don't really care. But he resonates with the vast majority of us. And two images of this guy, one in a McDonald's window, wearing the apron, and one in a garbage truck, and then standing on stage in the vest. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. There's nothing that Kamala Harris can do to compete because she doesn't like us. She does not like people. She doesn't mind those who are in her elitist crew, but she, like Joe Biden, just thinks we are all garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. I mean, I got the message a long time ago. I got that memo. I read it. I know exactly how they feel. Dr. Keith Ablow, I think, has probably got a sense of how those left-wing elitists feel. Keith, are you with us here in this gigantic garbage can?
I am the garbage of which they speak.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely. I know, because they come to my door here in Newburyport, and they say, I'm here to take out the garbage. And I said, no, it's right at the curb. They're like, no, you.
Yep.
Yeah. There you have it.
Yeah, you see it up close and personal. Man, what do you think drives somebody? You look at Joe Biden, and we can talk about his decline and this and that. But did he just accidentally say the so-called quiet part out loud? Or do you think he, maybe the direction of his wife, is saying, hey, we got to tank her. She shivved you, and now it's your turn to pay her back.
Well, it certainly could be that Joe Biden wants to tank Kamala Harris. Why not? She absconded with his presidency. He's allowed. Yep. But the other thing about Biden is, you know, this guy is a brawler. I mean, he doesn't care, right? You offend him, he'll blow up your pipeline. He doesn't care how many whales die. He tells you, fire the prosecutor, I'm going to deprive the country of billions of dollars, because you have to do that because my son needs me to remove one of the prosecutors in Ukraine.
Yep.
This guy's, he's many things. He may suffer from dementia. He may have lost control of his presidency, but he's not shy. He's a tough guy, and he stops at nothing. He thinks that those who oppose him are garbage. He does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a blood sport, and he's a gladiator. He may look, you know, like he's, you know, at this point, you know, the godfather,
right,
ready to hand over the reins, but he's a warrior of another kind. It's scorched earth.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think, Jeff, that's one of the reasons that people should be very invested in this election, because imagine, half the country, hopefully more than half, by the way, is considered by the other party, the Democrat Party, as garbage. We've never said anything like that about the other half of the country. Never, ever.
Nope.
But to think that you'd be living in a country run by Kamala Harris and she hates you and thinks of you as garbage and thinks that if you're a conservative woman, you're stupid, that's stressful.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. The IRS may want to tamper with you.
Uh-huh.
The DEA may want to come to your door. Right. Came to mine.
Yep.
Right, and so it's a real election for real stakes.
What about those of us who are conservatives? And I want to remind everybody, Dr. Keith Ablo is joining us. KeithAblo.com is probably the best way to stay in touch with Keith. Great website, all sorts of different avenues to go down. But, Keith, I hear Joe Biden tell me that I'm garbage, and I'm thinking, well, I knew that. I knew that that's how you felt, and I've known that for a long time. There are, however, people in America today who are shocked that they are being described as garbage, and they don't know exactly how to process that. What would you tell them?
What I would tell them is wear the moniker proudly, because what defines you as garbage is your commitment to being an individual and thinking for yourself. That means you're garbage because you're in the way. What do you do with things that are in the way? You throw them in the dumpster.
Yep.
You're garbage. Why? Because you don't see the wisdom of a single government controlling the whole world, allowing you not to speak your mind freely, depriving you of any way to defend your family with a weapon, and suggesting that what you ought to think about with most of your time is where you're going to get high and which gender you want to be. And, you know, whether there are abortions available, you know, a mile away as opposed to further away. That's what they want you to think about, that the level of your autonomy should be, am I going to get an abortion? Am I going to get high? Am I going to be a boy or a girl? Okay, that leaves a lot of land area for the people who want power to grab it, like wealth, influence, a determination of what kind of future we're going to have.
Wow.
It's pretty sad. I mean, we're garbage because we insist on being rooted and connected to a higher power, which, by the way, they think is insanity, delusional. They think we're crazy garbage. The fact that we think that there's a force in the universe greater than the government,
yeah,
they think is absolute, complete lunacy and garbage.
What do you think their perspectives are? What are their thoughts when it comes to family? And the reason I mention that, Keith, is that today during the program, I said, and I not to offend anybody, because I have friends of mine who are conservatives who don't have kids, but I said, you know what? If you don't have kids, you don't have the same skin in the game that I do, and you don't see things the same way, right? I mean, if it's just me, man, I'm buying a pack of smokes and I'm eating a stick of butter. All right, that's just me, right? What do I care? It's all over.
Right.
It's over, baby. The you know the buzzer's going to sound and we're done. But if you believe in something higher and you have something that will live past your time on this mortal coil, man, it is just different.
Well, it is different, but they would say, why are you saying those are your children? Just like Obama said, it's not your business. You don't have a business. We built roads allowing you to get to your business. Where would you be if it weren't for the roads we paved?
That's right.
You would have no business.
Yeah.
And as to your role in your family, those aren't your kids. Those are wards of the state.
Yep.
Who you cook some meals for. But you better use the ingredients that we advise you to. You better immunize them when we tell you to. You better make sure they're never truant, or Kamala Harris, as she did, will lock you up in jail.
Yeah. 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 Real criminals she's got no problem with, because they're, well, whatever. What do you think the mindset is after Tuesday? I'm already hearing from leftists, like that Megan Rapinoe, the multi-haired colored soccer lady, is already saying, well, Trump wins, there's going to be, quote, a violent reality. Do you think they're going to be these mostly peaceful protests that pop up around America again?
I think they'll. I think mostly peaceful protests. I think that there will be some reaction, and it should be seen as baiting the good folks like Donald J. Trump, or as I call him, Donald J. Washington,
yeah,
into some sort of action that they can then define as being a despot. Which, you know, but of course they see the rule of law properly applied, and the notion that there really are things like borders, and that if you've come here illegally, you really should leave. Yeah. If you don't have, you know, reason to fear for your life as a political, you know, person seeking asylum, they see that as abhorrent. Yeah. Like, well, why are you? Because why? Because they have to get rid of the country. Like, America's in the way of one world government. Mm-hmm. America's in the way of taking away this horrible thing that they see, like the idea that people would be able to speak their minds freely. They see it as really offensive. Like, you may say something that could hurt people's feelings. Ugh. Okay, that's the code. They're saying, don't hurt people's feelings. We've got to restrict free speech. What they really mean is we want all control.
That's right.
We want to cut the tongues out of your mouths.
Yep.
And the way we're going to do it is to say you're not nice. They say that about Trump. He's uncouth.
Yep.
Well, no, he's uncouth. No, he's just telling the truth.
Right.
Uncouth or the truth. It's the truth.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I love that. Man, you, as always, are telling the truth. I want to remind everybody, KeithAblow.com is where you go to stay up to date with my buddy Keith. All sorts of great stuff there. Not too late to get yourself a copy of Trump Your Life. You can get it on Amazon.com is the easiest. But I'm telling you, go to KeithAblow.com for everything Keith Ablow. You will not be disappointed. Keith, I appreciate it, brother. It is 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.